as thus. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the feast heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat upon it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." At first, his disciples did not understand this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him, and that they had done these things to him. Now the crowd that was with him, when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead, continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had given this miraculous sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him." And then in Luke, the 19th chapter, the 39th verse, says, "Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." Brothers and my sisters, I ask that you would join me in a word of prayer as we share today on this Palm Sunday. Don't miss what God's doing. Don't miss. Turn to somebody, just tell them, don't miss what God's doing. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss what God's doing. Let us look to the Lord God. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we're grateful. Grateful, God, for what you're doing in this place. Grateful for your hand and your power. But most of all, God, grateful, God, for what you're saying in our midst. Now, God, have your way in this moment. Move me out of the way, God, and you have your way. Send the preacher, send the Holy Ghost. Save, heal, deliver, set the captive free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Don't miss it. My brothers and my sisters, October of 1987, there's a very historic moment in this region. October of 1987 at the Capitol Center. Amen, somebody. There was a very historic moment in this region. October of 1987 that we witnessed the coming together of what was said to be Go-Go Live. Amen, somebody. There was a huge concert at the Capitol Center. You all that don't know the Capitol Center is where Cap Center Boulevard used to be. Amen, somebody. It's Black history. Amen, somebody. The Capitol Center. The Capitol Center was this huge arena where at that point the Washington Bullets, not the Washington Wizards, used to play. Amen. At the Capitol Center, they would have these huge concerts. And what you saw at this concert was you had DC Scorpio and Go-Go Lorenzo and EU and Rare Essence and Junkyard and Hot Cold Sweat and Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers and Little Benny and the Masters. Anybody remember Little Benny and them hitting Cat in the Hat and the ladies coming out like the cats? Amen, somebody. It was an amazing part of history. I mean, it was a significant moment, significant concert, significant moment, and it's become historical in the culture and the lore of this region, a Go-Go Live. Go-Go Live was this amazing kind of a concert. It was the first time an all Go-Go lineup had headlined the Capitol Center. It was sold out, over 24,000 seats sold out. It was Go-Go Live at the Capitol Center, this historic moment, this moment by which folks frame where they were and what they did and those kinds of pieces. And you know what? I missed it. Now, y'all know me. I am Mr. Daggone Go-Go. Amen, somebody. I'm talking about that I pride myself on just my love for the culture. I pride myself on it. Hearing every band, have most band members' numbers in my phone. I'm talking about, but yet in the moment, I miss it. I don't know why I missed it, truth be told. I sit and I tried to reflect upon it. I called up Reverend Bill because I said, "Man, how did we miss Go-Go Live?" And he said, "What you mean we, Kemosabe?" Said, "I was there." Me, Darrell, Brian, we was all up in that joint. And so I had to ask myself, how did I miss it? 1987, I was a sophomore in college, and I figured it must have been that I missed it because I was in college, but I was in college, University of Maryland, so I was close enough to get there. I don't know. I don't know if I was broke. I don't know. I do know that I don't like big concerts, and so I figured, well, it'll be another big concert. I'd never tripped over them big concerts. I like just going to the go-go, amen, somebody. Reverend Bill liked the high post stuff where him and his friend, they could get new outfits and come and post stuff and be chilled out. And he could have a Swatch watch here, and then he could have the pop Swatch that you could actually put on your clothes that ain't need no band. Y'all, I can't get no help up in here. The Reverend Bill would have K-Swiss, but he would have one green one and one yellow one, amen, somebody, to match his green and his yellow outfit. And he would do all that to go to the go-go, amen, somebody. I would put on some Butter Tims, amen, somebody, some sweatpants and a white tee and be good and be on the front line with JY partying my little heart out, amen. I don't know why I miss it. I just know I missed it. And I missed one of the most significant cultural moments in this region. I missed Go-Go Live for some reason. And for all that it was, I could not figure out that it was something I needed to be, because sometimes major things can be happening right in front of you and you miss it. And that's what I've come by to talk to you a little bit about today, is I'm telling you, don't miss it. I'm not talking about Go-Go Live, but God is doing something in some of your lives, and I'm trying to tell you, don't miss it. That God is moving in the midst, and I know it seems regular right now. I know it seems every day right now. I know it just seems like what's happening right now, but don't miss it. Because sometimes God can be working in your presence. God can be orchestrating things right in front of you, but because you take it to be so regular and so ordinary, you can miss the fact that God is stopping by your door and about to work your miracle, and you can miss your miracle because you're not lining up with what God is trying to do in the midst of your life. Anybody here, you kind of feel like God may be trying to do something in your life right now, or that God's moving. You can't totally put your finger on it. You never know something is big when it's happening. You just know it's big after it's happened. But sometimes you've got to have enough foresight to say, I think God may be in the middle of this. This may be something here, and I need to make sure to get everything I can. I'm not going to miss it. When we look at our scripture, what we find is we found some folks missed it. That here you have Jesus coming into Jerusalem. Jesus was on his way to Golgotha. Jesus on this Palm Sunday. Y'all know the story that Jesus coming into Jerusalem, coming on a donkey's colt, and folks put down palm branches and start saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. They start giving them glory, start giving them praise. But the amazing thing, usually I preach this sermon from the standpoint of Jesus. I've even preached it from the standpoint of the donkey. But today I want to preach it from the standpoint of the people who missed it. That the Messiah, the very one they had been praying about for centuries, the very one they had been praying about, believing for, hoping for, believing, that the Messiah, the Christ was in their presence, and there were some folks who missed it. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't miss it. One of the first things I need you to understand is haters usually miss it. Turn to your neighbor and say, who you hating on? Who you hating on? Who you hating on? When you look at the scripture, what you'll realize is the religious leaders, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, they missed it. God was doing something. I'm talking about that it's interesting, but the very folks who should have been most plugged into the fact that God was doing something were the very folks who missed what God was doing, because sometimes church folks can be so sanctified they actually miss what God is doing. Sometimes church folks can get so caught up in their churchiness, so caught up in the rules and the regulations, so caught up in trying to be so much better than everybody else that you can miss what God is doing. But turn to your neighbor and say, don't you miss it. Don't you miss it. Let me help paint the context for you, that if you look at this scripture, when Jesus goes to Jerusalem, that a little bit before that Jesus had just raised Lazarus from the dead. Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead. And when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, the Bible says that Jesus, can you picture the wonderful thing it could be for him to come and a family's loved one was dead and he raised him from the dead? I'm talking about, isn't that a joyous moment? Isn't that a celebratory moment? But that was the moment religious leaders got upset and started to plot got to kill them because it messed up with their power. It messed up with their control. They were jealous of his influence over people, and so they couldn't see that God was moving. All they saw was they were about to lose control and about to lose power. And some of us in this place right now, the reason we're missing what God is trying to do in our lives is because we're so jealous about somebody else's blessing that we can't allow them to fully walk in what God has for them, and therefore we miss what God has for us. Don't you realize that Jesus didn't just come for the world? Jesus came for the Pharisees and the Sadducees too, but they're about to kill the one that's about to try to help them. They're about to kill the one that's about to try to save their souls. That here you have them, and then what you watch is that after he raises Lazarus, the day before he ends up coming into Jerusalem, he's over at a house, and Sister Mary comes and she breaks open a bottle of perfume and washes his feet with her hair. And what you'll realize is that the Pharisees and Sadducees were still upset even in that moment, and Judas. And what they said was, and they were even set more, not just to kill him, but to kill Lazarus too, because Lazarus represented his power. They were going to kill Jesus, and they were going, what does it mean to be the one raised from the dead? And they want to kill you just because Jesus did something for you. That's how many of you are in here today, that you wondering why folks hating on you. That's because you represent the power of the Lord. You represent the fact that Jesus turned you around. You represent the fact that you were sick and deep in sin, and God grabbed a hold of you, and God changed your life, and folks can't stand it. Have I got anybody in here that had a whole lot of friends when you were acting a fool, but now that you're trying to get right with the Lord, ain't acting a fool no more? Now that's when they got a problem with you, because they're missing it. Tell your neighbor, don't miss it. Haters can miss it, but the sad thing is, those closest can miss it. Those closest can miss it. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't miss it, don't miss it, don't miss it. God is doing something, don't miss it. Those closest, what do you mean those closest can miss it? Well, if you look at the scripture in John, what you'll find is that the Bible says, at first his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified, in other words, only after he died and raised again, did they be able to understand what things had been happening in their midst. It's an interesting thing, but sometimes the people who are closest to us miss what God is doing because they're so familiar with us. Okay, let me come back for you. Sometimes because the people who are closest to you know the good, the bad, and the ugly, they cannot wrap their head around the fact that God's doing a new thing in your life. They are so used to keeping you in the same old place they've always had you in their thoughts and in their mind that they can miss. They're so used to all the mistakes you used to make that they can't get with the fact that you ain't been making them kind of mistakes lately. They're so used to all the challenges you used to be that they can't get with the fact that you're not as challenging as you used to be. That sometimes the folks who are the closest to you miss what God is trying to do in your life. And I've come by to tell somebody today that somebody's missing you, but also you missing what God's doing in somebody else's life. And I've come by to tell you, you've got to be able to grab a hold of, what does it mean to be with Jesus for the last 3 years? Watch him heal the sick. Actually, watch him raise the dead. To watch him be able to feed thousands. To watch him do all these miracles, signs and wonders. But yet you miss the fact that he's been telling you all along what he's about to do. Somebody in the house today, you're missing some stuff. If you would learn just to be a blessing to somebody around you, you'll realize you're blessing an angel in disguise. You'll realize that somebody close to you is growing up. Somebody close to you is progressing. Somebody close to you is not all they used to be. And you've got to give them the grace and the mercy to let God move in their life. Is there anybody in the house today that wishes somebody would get off your back? Is there anybody in the house today that wishes that somebody... Those closest can miss it. But the third thing, and I'm going to be done, is you've got to make sure not to miss it on yourself. It's a horrible thing for haters to miss it. It's a horrible thing for those closest to miss it. But it's even worse when you miss what God is doing in your own life. That sometimes God can be moving, God can be orchestrating, God can be doing stuff in us, for us, and to us. And we can miss the fact that God is about to do something magical, miraculous, amazing in our own lives. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't you miss it. Don't you miss it. That I'm okay if the haters miss it, because haters will be haters. Amen, somebody. I'm even all right if my loved ones miss it, because sometimes I understand they may keep me where I've been. But if I miss it, Jesus, have mercy, then I've missed it. And I've been determined in my life, at this season in my life, that if God is moving for me, I'm going to grab a hold of everything that God has for me. Have I got at least one or two witnesses in the house today? Say, I've missed it too much all through my life. That when I was younger, I missed it because I was foolish. When I was younger, I missed it because I was acting crazy. When I was younger, I missed it because I had the wrong people attached to me. When I was younger, I missed it because I loved them. When I was younger, I missed it because I was too drunk or I was too high. When I was younger, I missed it because I was too angry. When I was younger, I missed it because I didn't get over the heartbreak. But baby, right now, I'm a brand new me. And this me right now ain't missing what the Lord is doing. God, if you're moving in my life, don't you let me miss it. I don't want to miss what God is doing in my life. That's the reason I like this scripture, Reverend Bill. When you look in the book of Luke, what you'll see, God have mercy, is the Sadducees and the Pharisees come to Jesus when everybody else is shouting and giving them praise. And they turn to Jesus and say, won't you rebuke these people and tell them to shut their mouth? And Jesus said, well, y'all may miss it, but I ain't missed it on myself. And I need to let you know, I'm talking about he had swag, that baby, if they shut up, even the rocks gonna cry out, because God's doing something in my life. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you ain't got to shout, but the bricks will shout about what the Lord's doing in my life. You ain't got to give God glory, but the saints will stand up and give God praise about what the Lord is doing in my life. And even if you miss it, I'm bad enough to say that God loves me and God's doing something fresh in my life. Anybody here? No, it ain't arrogance. It's confidence. I'm confident in God's ability in my life. And I'm not gonna miss this moment, but I'm gonna shout for you, shout. I'm gonna shout even if you frown. I'm gonna shout even if you talk about me. I'm gonna give God the... Turn to your neighbor and say, don't miss it. God's doing something. Oh my God, you just missed it. God's doing something on this row. God's doing something on my aisle. God's doing something in this section. Don't you miss it. God's working out something in here. I know it's hot, but don't you let the heat make you miss it. I know it's hot, but don't let the heat make you miss your praise. Don't miss your moment. I wish I had somebody up in here. When I think about what I used to be, and I look at who I am right now, it had to be the hand of the Lord. And I don't believe God brought me this far to leave me. If I got somebody in here that can give God, I'm not gonna miss it, shout. Yeah, 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 yeah. God's doing something in here. Don't you miss it. God's moving in here. Don't you miss it. How do I know God's doing something? Because 13 years ago, some folks were crazy enough on April the 16th to try to start a church in the Legend nightclub. Wasn't a whole lot of us in them early church meetings, but we believe what God could do. And here we stand 13 years later, and they talk about us all over the nation. They talk about us in Congress,
They talk about us on the corner. They talk about us on the hill. They talk about us in the hood. They talk about what the Lord has done. Lives changed. Souls saved. Communities uplifted because of what the Lord did. 13 years ago, they said what we wouldn't be. Called us that hood church. How you gonna start a church in a nightclub? We said, how can't you start a church in a nightclub? And look what the Lord has done. They missed it, but we didn't. Turn to your neighbor and say, baby, I ain't missing. And now, you are part of the next move. If you think God can do in 13 years what God has done, picture what God can do with you here too. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you're part of it. God's about to do something. You part of something. God is doing something. Don't you miss it. Come on, somebody give God glory in the house today. Give God a praise. Say, God, I won't miss it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. God gonna bless your children through it. Don't miss it. God gonna bless your family through it. Don't miss it. Generational curses gonna stop with you. Don't miss it. God gonna bless the nation through you. Don't miss it. God's put you in places and spaces so God can use you. When everybody else is about the money, you'll be about the kingdom. And God will bless you with the money to bless the kingdom. Don't you miss it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Reverend Bill. It's bigger than you. Hallelujah. Don't miss it. Thank you, Reverend Bill. You are part of it, but you ain't all of it. Help me. Hallelujah. God, oh my goodness, Jesus. Hey, man, I've been seeing you all over the Facebook as you and mommy moved away, but y'all back here to say, hey, don't miss it, mommy. What the Lord has started in you, God will complete, not for you, for him. God, don't you miss it. Don't you miss it. Don't you. Where's my brother from Greenville at? Where's the Greenville brother at? Raise your hand, brother. Brother, don't you miss it. God had you drive all the